to the meeting, and then he's going to jump all over me. Flying on. Yeah. You know I'm telling the truth. No, you desire, some of you desire that. Oh. Said, look at him. Said, every once in a while he looks over here and he looks like he's mad. Yes, Lord? Oh. Said, he's going to get every one of you when you get through. And he's going to pounce you good. Flies and ornaments. Heavenly blood and heavenly fiery love. Oh, swishing out those flies out of that ornament. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus, right there before me, your heart of love, your heart of grace, and also the love of my Father. Oh, filled with a large place of grace and wisdom. My whole body, my whole. I'm not getting flies in my ornament. That love, every time y'all move up there, you know, and get a baptism of that love, a covering of that love, saturation. Oh, I get one too, and I'm getting about where I can't hardly stand it. Oh. Oh, yes. Have to fan myself with the blood every once in a while. Oh, get a ring. Have to let the blood and the fire catch up with the love. Can't be overbalanced in love, because love will consume you. Got to have it balanced with blood and fire. Oh. Oh, yes, it'll consume you. First thing you know, if I didn't keep balanced there, I'd be out in the spirit, wallowing around on the floor, and all of you'd be sitting there waiting. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Heavenly blood. Oh, the balancer. Heavenly fire. Balancing me out on that love. Giving me strength. To stand. Can't hardly stand it. Oh, your body. Oh, right there before me. And your heart of love. And your heart of grace. Lord Jesus. One with the heart of my Father. In which it move in all love and all grace. I accept that my whole body and my whole soul and my whole being hath been placed upon your heart and hath been absorbed into your heart. Whoa. Come on, Brother Bishop. Flies in his anointment. Ever since he'd been here, even though he is here on time, fly has been in his anointment, sucking around. Several of them. You know what that fly was? Started ever since childhood. Said, you're not going to get anything anyway. Everybody else gets the blessings. When all you have to do is sit back and grin like a Chessy cat. Because you know you've come off second best all of your life, or third best. You didn't know that about your husband. Oh, yes. Everything he tried to do, he came off a loser. He was a born loser. You know why? Because he's supposed to be in a goat. Everything he tried to do, he failed. He was supposed to. Everybody made a goat out of him. They were supposed to. And why, I don't understand that. It was ordained of God that they make a goat out of him. Yes, it was ordained of God. He'll never find success until he comes into the place God wants him. And when he comes in there, he's a goat. Everybody made a goat out of him. But he found somebody that's ready to take him goat and all. Lord Jesus, I accept right there before me your heart of love, your heart of grace, and also the heart of love of my Father, with whisperings of love, whisperings of grace, in which all my whole nature, all the workings of mine enemy has been purged out by the movements of life. And so my whole body and my whole soul and my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Feel the Holy Ghost baptized. Oh. Oh. Come on, Lamar. Oh. Oh. Sliding on. Sliding on. Sliding on. Oh. 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 Now you know how to get those flies out of the ointment, don't you? Lord Jesus. Right there before me. I accept. Oh, your heart and the heart of my Father filled with love and grace. My whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Feel the Holy Ghost baptize you right in there. Pull that upon me. Oh, come on, Jenny. Yes, Lord. Oh. 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 Mmm. Mmm. Oh. Flies and ointment. I'm not going to tell you what these are because you're not supposed to know these. Oh. Jenny and I know them, no, don't we, Jenny? Flies and ointment. Oh, we know what your desired were, don't we? Yes, Lord. Oh, flies and on. I'm not going to tell you because none of your business. Oh, oh, Lord Jesus, right there before me, your heart of love and grace. Oh, and also the heart of my Father. My whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being hath been placed upon your heart of love and grace and hath been absorbed into your heart. Feel the Holy Ghost baptize you now. Flow down upon you. Oh. 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 Mmm. Oh. 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 Lord Jesus. I accept. You're right there before me. Your heart filled with love and grace. Also the heart of my Father. All my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed on your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Feel the Holy Ghost baptize you in there. Settle down. Oh. Stand up. Oh. Get up, Craig. Come on in. Oh, some of y'all come help me, Daniel. Oh, oh, Dolores, stand up. Oh, Jerry, stand up right there. Mm. Everybody get behind them a person. Oh, mm. Oh, ooh, ka la 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 bra. Oh, 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 oh. Lord Jesus, you're right there before me. Heart of love and grace. Also the heart of my Father, filled with love and whisperings of life, on which my whole body and my whole soul and my whole being hath been placed and hath been absorbed into that love. Now feel the Holy Ghost baptized in that. Oh, the alimony. Oh. Oh. Catch them now. Oh. Fly out of the ointment. Mm. Oh. Oh. You don't know what's happening to you, do you? Feel something just whispering all over you, don't you? That's what it is, just whispers all over you. Mm. Every time you think about it, just whispers all through you, all over you. Mm. Oh, you'll just be going along all at once, not even thinking about it, and you'll feel something go all through you. Oh, and you'll say, what in the world is that? Mm. Feel something grab the reins of your heart. quickening of your heart, and it'll go to pulling you towards thinking about a scripture. And when you think about that scripture, your eyes will come wide open. What happened to me? A heart. The whisperings of the heart of Jesus and the Father God taught your reins. Got a hold of the reins and moving your heart. Open your mind to little old simple scriptures that you never knew were there. Come on, Jean. Someone get behind her now. Yes, Lord. Come on. Come on, Jim. We got to get Carol around here and get the flies out of the ointment first, though. Carol is a fly catcher. Carol, that most all of us worry, and then we worry about worrying. But Carol is the only person I know that worries, and worry cause she worries, and worry cause she worried the first two times. Oh, flies and on. Only person I know that goes ahead and does her own way and then beats her own way out of her by condemnation. Only person I know and goes right back glutton for punishment. She goes right back and does it again. Oh, but we get these flies out of this arm. Hey, Brother Pruitt, you don't know Carol don't do that. I know she does. Been sitting watching her for years. Do some dastardly thing knowing she ought to do it. And then when she get through, sit down and just beat herself. And then when she found out she'd beat herself long enough, you know, done mental penance, no religious spirit, paid for it. Well, then she said, well, I'm get up, be all right. Flies and ointment. So you haven't been sitting around looking at all these things this year, brother. You know I have. You know just as well as you know you're sitting there. I've been sitting there and looking at those things. And felt like getting in there with a stick and beating you myself. Every one of you. Yes, Lord? But that wouldn't have helped, would it? Oh, I accept, Lord Jesus. You're right there before me with a heart of love and a heart of grace. Oh, filled with the love of my Father and all of his love and all of his movings of life. On which hath been placed my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being, and hath been absorbed into your heart of love. Feel him just baptize you right in there and close down upon you with that heart of love. Come on. Come on, Mama Haven. Somebody help Mama Haven up here. Got to find a place for him somewhere. Someone else we missed? Come on, Karen. Yes, Lord. You had that baby there. You got rid of it. Come on there, Sharon. Cheryl. We let you sit and enjoy things for a change. You've been first too much. When you get first too much, you have to learn the principle of grace. Stay there last. And enjoy with other folks. And then you can move in it. All right? Someone else? Come on up close to me here now. Close your eyes. Lift your hands to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Feel him come alive with a heart filled with love and grace. Flies and ointment of this one. Oh, she'd been struggling, striving, and got so irritated because she couldn't get off on time. Scared to death. We'll get those flies out of that ointment one. Flies and all. Say, Brother Pruitt, you don't look at those little old bitty thing yet. I know it's a little foxes that spoiled the grape. Flies and ointments. Flies and ointments. I ought to just beat that kid running around every which way, flying and on. Can't do anything with her. She's just like me. I made her just like me after the flesh. Now I'm going to get the pleasure of suffering with her. Oh, and bringing her unto Jesus. Oh, but I don't like it, Lord, but you got it. Oh, don't let her go out yet, Lord Jesus. Oh, let her close her eyes, Lord Jesus. Your heart of love and grace right there before me. Oh, also the heart of my Father filled with love and grace and whispering of your secrets and whispering of your life. My whole body, my whole soul, my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you in that, clothe down upon you. Oh, catch you there. Did I miss anybody? Yes, Lord. Come on, Brother Joel. Lord Jesus, right there before me, heart filled with love and grace, whisperings of life, secrets of your power, secrets of your mysteries. I accept that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed in your heart. Feel the Holy Ghost baptize you right in there. Clothe down upon you. Turn on that music, Brother Ron. You thought that was your children's song, didn't you? You didn't know you were getting tricked, did you? You didn't know you were going to get led in there by your children, did you? You didn't know where your treasures were there you was going to be, did you? Come on, Lisa. Jiffy, come on. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Close your eyes. Flies in the almonds. What flies in the kids' almond eye? Oh, shame. Oh, yeah. Kids shame each other. You know what they've been doing? They've been shaming each other. Laughing at each other about the working in the spirit and falling out in the spirit. Sure they have. Sure. You know what makes them do that? Devil trying to rob them of the blessings of God. Because you know Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me in this life, I'll be ashamed of you in the next life. So he comes along with just the least little old thing and he goes to whispering in them. Hand me. Yes, Lord. Brother Pruitt, you don't say all that. Listen, oh yes I do. Lord Jesus, I accept you're right there before me. Your heart filled with love and the love of my Father in your heart. And I accept that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being hath been placed upon your heart and hath been absorbed into your heart. Now feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you in there. Clothe down upon you. Joseph, come on. In all of that shame of children, you know what happens to them? Oh, they pretend before others because they don't want to laugh at them. Sprinkle them down there real good. But you know what they do? They keep those things in their mind. And they slip off by themselves. And they sit there and study about that. You'll catch them. You catch them all at once. They don't want to play anymore. I'm not kidding you. They just don't want to play anymore. And you'll see them go out somewhere and you'll see them mooning around. And you watch real close, and you might go to hearing the voice of the Lord, because God is speaking to those kids. Oh, you don't believe that. You know it's so. Oh, yes, it's so. You move into the voice of the Lord, and you'll be... You don't have to run out there and say, what'd he say? What'd he say? What'd he say? Or you can just sit right there, one spirit with him, and you can begin to see. Oh, Brother Pruitt, you know, absolutely. And then you'll begin to find out there's where you ought to be all the time.
Love for all of the orphans. I see a man, I see a man, I see his face with tears running down. The tears are for me, the tears are for me. He's crying with love, tears for me.
I see a man,
I see his face with tears running down, tears are for me, the tears are for me. He's crying with love, tears for me.
Hidden in these scriptures that I'm about to read is the restoration plan of God for restoring his kingdom to the earth. Hidden in these scriptures, along with all the other scriptures in the Bible, are the things that God is doing through Jesus Christ in your day. So listen to them carefully and let God begin to engraft them in your mind so that understanding can begin to come as written on the wind. John, the 14th chapter, verse 12 through 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye have heard is not mine, but the Father which sent me. John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 14. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 29 through 35, Jesus speaking. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heavens, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near you, even at the door. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 12 through 17. And I beheld when the angel had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Thank you. Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 13 through 27. And I saw in a night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, come with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me to know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and the others which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancients of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given unto him into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom on the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Daniel, the 8th chapter, verses 2 through 12. And I saw in a vision, and when it came to pass, when I saw that I was at Shushan, in the palace, which in the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision, and I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, which had 2 horns, and the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, and behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to earth and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones towards the winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great towards the south and towards the east and towards the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars of the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself against the prince of the host. And from him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And the host was given over for the transgression against the daily sacrifice. And it cast the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And then I heard one saint speaking to another saint and said, how long shall it be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
crying out loud for all of the children. The tears are for them. The tears are for them. He's crying with love. Tears for them. I see a man. I see a man. I see his face with tears running down for all of the orphans, for all of the orphans, weeping with love for all. I see a man, I see a man, I see his face with tears running down. The tears are for me, the tears are for me. He's crying with love.